We start on this Wednesday evening with Arch News from Alan Corr. And the story, Alan, that the great actor Omar Sharif is Dublin banned.
Yes, indeed. The star of Lawrence of Arabia and Dr. Zhivago will be guest of honour at the first ever Dublin Arabic Film Festival. Mr. Sharif, who is now 82, will attend and introduce a screening of his acclaimed 2003 film, Monsieur Abraham, at the Lighthouse Cinema on May the 8th. Also attending the festival will be Palestinian director Hani Abu Azad, whose film Omar, nothing to do with Mr. Sharif, by the way, will close the festival on Sunday, May the 11th. Other guests include Egyptian director Ahmad Abdallah and Lockerbie campaigner Dr. Jim Swire.
Temple Bar has been listed among the world's 10 most disappointing locations.
Well, now, this is according to the Huffington Post website, Sean. They get, well, huffy about Temple Bar and urge people to avoid it at all costs. They describe it as a prime example of the rampant fleecing of drunken tourists, and that the supposedly authentic bars are little more than overpriced tourist traps that cater to visitors competing to see how drunk they can get. Ooch, mine's a 7 euro pint of Guinness. However, the Huffington Post is kinder to the rest of the fair city, praising its gorgeous architecture and green spaces and the fact that you can find a nice pub literally anywhere else in Dublin other than Temple Bar, apparently.
And there are to be no translations of the Morrissey memoir.
Well, this will be disappointing news for our Serbian, Portuguese and Japanese listeners. His Moznes has rejected requests to have his best-selling autobiography translated into 14 languages. In December, a message on the Morrissey fan site True to You said the book would be made available in different tongues. But a new message posted on the site today reads, Morrissey has rejected the many and varied requests to have his autobiography translated into several languages. As per his wishes, the book will remain a UK Penguin classic and will not be printed in countries listed on the site some months ago. I'm not sure if this is a very wise move, Sean, but it is in no way funny to suggest that the book was hard enough to understand in English.
Thank you very much to Alan Corr, and more on RTE 10, the Entertainment Network.